Turn now to page 12 and I'll report on teachers and guns. Donald Trump thinks that he has the answer to America's school massacres. Arm the teachers with guns. Around 70% of America's teachers think that this is a really terrible idea. But some teachers already do take guns to school. Who is right? We look at the debate. Who wants to arm school teachers?
President Donald Trump, among others. Following the Florida high school shooting in February of this year, Trump has promoted the idea of training teachers in the use of firearms. Talking to survivors of the attack, the American president said, "An attack has lasted, on average, about 3 minutes. It takes 5 to 8 minutes for the police to come in, so the attack is over. If you had a teacher who was adept at firearms, this could very well end the attack very quickly."
Do teachers think it's a good idea?
For the most part, no. In a Gallup poll held just after the Florida shooting, 73% of teachers were opposed to the idea, 63% of them strongly. In 2012, Jesse Wasmer, a guidance counselor in Baltimore, risked his life to tackle a student who had just shot a classmate in the back. "Never have I thought I wish I'd had a gun," he says. "As educators, we're trained to nurture kids, and our first instinct is not to shoot or harm them." Many argue that the simple presence of guns in schools will increase the danger to kids rather than reduce it. In the states where teachers can carry guns, accidental firings have happened on several occasions. Luckily, the only injury, so far, has been a Utah teacher who shot herself in the leg.
What do teachers with guns say?
At present, there are 14 states where teachers can carry guns. However, according to The Guardian newspaper, gun rights groups estimate that only 1% of teachers are armed. Ryan Ferree, a Utah math teacher, is one of them. "It makes me sick to think that if someone came in and tried to harm my kids, I'd be nothing more than a meat shield," he says. Ferree sees nothing strange in training teachers to use guns to defend their students. "I didn't know how to teach math before I tried it," he explains.
Are Americans in favor of the idea?
Even among Republican politicians, who received a total of $54 million in funding from gun lobbies during the 2016 election, the idea of arming teachers is controversial. "The notion that my kids are going to school with teachers that are armed with a weapon is not something I'm comfortable with," said Senator Marco Rubio, one of the biggest recipients of gun lobby money. Others, it seems, are open to the idea. British comedian Sacha Baron Cohen recently pretended to be an Israeli security expert, promoting a fictional scheme to teach preschool children to use guns to defend themselves against school shootings. He persuaded two Republican congressmen and a prominent senator to publicly endorse the idea. Ultimately, though, politicians listen to their voters. And while a clear majority of Americans are against the proposal, over half of Republican voters think that arming teachers is a good idea.